Welcome back to the Blueprint for Men Christmas story. Last time, Jared had found two lost strangers and helped them make it to Bethlehem. As the couple walked away, Jared felt God tell him to invite them to his house. The woman was pregnant and about to give birth, but Jared was selfish and went home alone. Racked with guilt, Jared couldn't sleep and tried to escape his guilty conscience by running. When he finally stopped, Jared was all alone in the dark countryside. He prayed and asked for forgiveness. He asked for a second chance. And on this first Christmas night, Jared was about to learn an important lesson. God is all about second chances. Alone in the night, under a sky full of stars, Jared hung his head in shame and prayed, "Please forgive me. Give me a heart like Father Abraham. Please give me a second chance." Jared opened his eyes. He felt a little better, but he wished he could make it right. It was too late. "But next time I'll be different," Jared promised himself. Then the sky burst into blinding light. Jared jumped up in surprise. He heard singing and music, and he looked up. The sky was filled with angels. They glowed brighter and whiter than anything Jared had ever seen. He shielded his eyes. It was so bright that it hurt. But then the music, the melodies, the chorus of voices washed over him. The music was cheerful and strong, and it was so powerful and clear that Jared felt like he could almost sing along. Overwhelmed with awe, yet terrified, Jared fell to his knees. The music washed over him, throbbed into his very soul. It thrilled his heart and made his head spin at the same time. Then there was a series of bright flashes that lit up the night sky and shockwave booms that echoed over the hills. And then nothing. Just darkness and silence. Jared's ears were ringing and his eyes were blind. He blinked and rubbed them. And slowly the shadows of the hills emerged and the tiny stars came into focus. "What happened?" he said to himself. Then he heard shouts and the sound of men running toward him. "Hurry," someone said. "We must find the child." A group of men came bounding over the hill. They were talking excitedly. "Did you see that? Oh my goodness, did you hear them?" They almost ran right into Jared, but at the last moment a man saw him and called out, "Hold on, everyone. Someone's here." The group stopped and gathered around Jared. The men were breathing heavily and some leaned on their staffs. The man put his hand on Jared's shoulder and asked, "Did you see them too?" Jared could only nod. "Then did you hear the promise?" he asked. Jared shook his head no. The shepherd continued, "The angel said that the Messiah has been born tonight. He said we could find him wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Ah, can you believe that? The Messiah in a feeding trough." Someone called out, "We don't have time to talk. Just take him with us. Let's go." "Come," the man said, "come and see the Messiah." Then he turned and began to run towards Bethlehem. Jared started to run with the shepherds. Along the way, the story tumbled out as the shepherds talked about angels and singing and the Messiah. It all seemed like a dream to Jared. Then they were inside the town. The shepherds knew every barn and stable, and quickly they worked their way through Bethlehem. Most places were dark and silent, but in the seventh stable, they saw a dim light. The group stopped at the entrance. Their chests heaved as they tried to catch their breath. One man went in first and then he stopped. A hush went through the group. "This is the place," the man said reverently. He doffed his turban and quietly asked, "May we enter?" Jarrett heard a mumbled response, and then the group of shepherds slowly filed into the stable. It smelled of sweat and manure and animals. A lone lamp flickered its weak light across the rough walls. Jared saw a donkey and a cow in a stall, a few sheep in a small pen. And then he saw them. His heart skipped a beat. It was Mary and Joseph. She looked tired but happy, and Joseph beamed. Then he looked and saw the manger. Nestled in the fresh hay and wrapped in a cloth lay a tiny bundle. The shepherds knelt and bowed their heads. "The Messiah," one said.
"The promised one,"
another whispered. "Our Savior." Quiet words of praise and wonder escaped the lips of the rough shepherds. Jared knelt too. His mind whirled. Could this be the Messiah? The one they longed for? Their Redeemer? Then he looked at Joseph, and their eyes met. "Jared, our guide and helper!" "Thank you, my friend. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for you." Jared gulped. How true. His guilty thoughts made him frown. But Joseph continued, "Without your help, we may never have found this place. Mary might have delivered this baby out in the hills." The shepherds turned and looked at Jared. Questions danced in their eyes. Jared lowered his eyes in shame, but Joseph assumed he was just being humble. "Would you like to take a better look at him?" he asked. Jared got up and hesitantly walked over. Mary smiled up at him and pulled the edge of the cloth back so Jared could see the baby's tiny face. Time stood still as Jared gazed at the tiny cheeks and the perfect little nose and mouth. The baby's cheeks were rosy and his eyes were closed in peaceful sleep. Jared's heart filled with warmth and love. He didn't understand it, but somehow he knew that this moment would change him forever. The baby squirmed and wrinkled its little forehead. Jared thought it might start to cry, but then the baby relaxed and kept sleeping. Jared couldn't take his eyes off the bundle. His heart nearly burst and he was grinning from ear to ear. This is our Messiah. He knew it. He could feel it. The shepherds nudged their way forward and looked over Jared's shoulder. The rough men could barely contain their excitement. One shepherd looked at Joseph and began, "You will never believe what happened to us tonight." And soon the story of the angels tumbled out all over again. Joseph listened in disbelief as the shepherds interrupted each other to tell their stories. As they talked, Jared looked over at Mary. She was resting on a bed of hay, and Joseph's coat was draped over her body. Jared's heart sank as he thought about his bed and its soft blankets. He walked over to her and timidly squatted down. He wasn't sure if it was appropriate to talk to her like this, but he just couldn't help himself. "I'm sorry you had to have your baby here," he said. "You should be in a better place than a barn." Mary smiled and touched his arm. "God provided." Jared looked back at the baby. "How long will you stay here?" Mary was also looking at the sleeping baby. Jared could feel her tired happiness, but underneath he could also sense her fear. "The innkeeper said we could only stay for one night." Mary paused and closed her eyes. "Tomorrow we must find another place, and God will provide again." This time Jared didn't need to hear a voice. His heart swelled with love and gratitude. God had heard his prayer. God had given him a second chance. Jared looked at the manger and the baby and turned back to Mary. "I know where you can stay. You're all coming to my house." This Christmas, we all have another chance to invite Jesus into our hearts and homes. He knows you're not perfect. He knows about your mess-ups and your sins. In fact, that's exactly why he came to Bethlehem so long ago. Jesus came to save us, to rescue us, and to live with us. He's the best Christmas present ever, and all you have to do is accept him. Salvation's not about belonging to a certain church or your good behavior or following all the right rules. It's hearing the quiet coos of a baby in a stable and inviting him into your home, In Revelation 3, Jesus says, "I'm here. You don't have to go looking for me. I came looking for you. I'm standing at the door and knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and be with you." That's what Christmas is all about. It was true 2,000 years ago for young men like Jared, and it's true for men like you today. Jesus loves you. He believes in you, and he wants to be with you. All you have to do is invite him in. Merry Christmas from all of us at Blueprint for Men. God bless.